Well, get back to the stone house, mm-hmm. up the back and behind
Eagles,
right, yeah. Well, it's still standing, but there's no roof on it.
No.
And the church owns that section.
Yes, yes.
Would they have left it to the church?
No, well, the church could have bought it. Mm. The Catholic, the parish could have bought it, but it actually was never... it could have been a press. They might have bought it in those days, mm. because Father always stayed there, so they may have bought it. But it was on the right of it, because Mum used to make tea as soon as he'd come up, and we were kids and we used to take it over, and he had a nice little room in the front, all carpet. I can see the green carpet in the foyer, and this great big open fire, and we'd have big logs on there, and a lot of people in the town say, "Oh, Father, chimney's on fire." They'd come yelling out to Mum, but it was only because the fire was so big the spice was going to have the chimney. It was never on fire.
That's a big room in the front.
Yes, yes. Well, that was there, and the kitchen was behind that, and there was a sort of a lean-to shed used to come on the, like at the side of there,
yeah.
and there was a veranda across the front of it.
Because there's nothing at the back except
a little bit of ground there before the hawthorn hedge, but it was covered right around the hawthorn hedge, you know, mm-hmm. and Mum used to go right round, and then up behind that was an old paddock that used to be all broom. We used to look there and play in that old broom paddock, mm-hmm. and that belonged to Eagles, you know what I mean? The people behind there belonged to Eagles too, you see, so...
That section's up for a tender now.
Oh, yes.
Did you see it in the paper?
No, I never noticed it. I never...
It's up for tender, because we brought the one that the school was on. We just approached the parish and we could buy it. And we gave them the price.
Yeah.
And they thought, well...
And are you going to build there, like?
Yes, I'm hoping to.
Yes.
If we can get through
the
rigmarole.
Yes.
But we were told that there were four buildings on that school site at one stage.
Well, there was an old shed, an old rusty shed at the back of that place too.
Yeah, that's the section that we're Eagles.
Oh, that's Eagles.
Who had that one?
Well, the Reagans.
The Reagans lived in
the
front.
Lived in there.
Well, Paulie's have got that now.
Yeah, Paulie's lived there.
And Paulie's live here too.
Yes, in old Mrs. Shirk's place.
And there's nothing there.
No, that was all belonged to Shirk's all up through there, you see.
Yeah. And which was your place? The courthouse there or...?
Well, the courthouse, I don't know, that's arranged. Well, there was a right-of-way in there, you see.
There's a right-of-way there?
No, that's the right-of-way.
Yeah.
Well, that's... this is Paulie. If that's Paulie, that right-of-way used to go up, and we used to live... Sort of, we didn't come in behind there, and we went up that right away at any rate, and then we went in a gateway up to the house up here, and
up further up, because that's quite a steep hill.
There's a piece of the old house still standing there. It's behind the courthouse, but further up, further back of the courthouse, there's a section on the front, and Mum's section used to go right down to the road there at the courthouse. The courthouse was sort of in, like that. And Mum's section went right to the bottom there. And then there was a piece of the back of the courthouse which all belonged to her.
Right.
Well, I've had years and years of trouble trying to get that through to Paulie's. I think I might be finished now, but it's been years going through the solicitor's hands.
So Paulie's can have it.
Yes, well, Jack Morgan bought Mum's home.
Mm-hmm.
There was three bedrooms and a sitting room. Quite a big house was there. Mm-hmm. And Jack Morgan bought that and the sections. And then later on years, he sold it evidently to Paulie's. We haven't got anything in writing to say it was sold to Paulie's. Only Paulie's say it was sold to them. And then, now, if Paulie's couldn't have been paying rent and things on it all the time, calling it Crown Land, but it's not Crown Land, it was leasehold land. And anyway, it's been in the solicitor's hands backwards and forwards like a football for years.
It's not this section directly behind Paulie's and next to...
No,
it's one of these three here.
Yes, it'll be one of those sections there, you see. And
And it had a right of way down to the front, not
that's
from
the
back.
Right way. That's the right way.
You came along the back.
That's the main street going along there, and that's the right of way that we used to go up always. Yeah. Well, Eagleswood went that way, and this way we went to Mum's place. It was at the back. It's not at the back of a Reagan's either. It's
somewhere up there, because that's quite steep. You see, that's roughly where that is there, the water race.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's quite steep. That's roughly the church and the cemetery.
Yeah. Well, Mum's is along this. Yeah, Mum's along this way. Right. There was chimneys used to be there below the church gate, and then there was a piece belonged to I can't think of his name there, and then there was our section.